Yitain just referred to Hashem with the name Yudke Vavke, was, is and will be He who brought all of existence into being. He's Elokeinu, He's our God. This is something personal. But the word Elokim has connotations of strength. And that's in fact why we refer to false gods as Elohim Acherim. They also appear to have strength, though of course they don't. And therefore says the Torah, when you say the word Elohim, you should have in mind that Hashem is powerful, He's strong, He has all the power in the world, in the upper realms, in the physical world. Keil is a Lashon, is a language of strength. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, when we say the word Elohim or Elokeinu, we're referring to Hashem's omnipotence. He has all the power. There's nothing that Hashem can't do. The Elokeinu is our God with a personal relationship. Nefesh HaChayim explains that we know that Elokim means that Hashem has all the power, Hashem has all the strength. But it's not like a human being. Human being, they build a building. They construct it, put all the pieces together, and then they walk away. They go on to do something else. They're not thinking about that original building anymore that they just built. The building will stand firm. The building doesn't need the architect or the builder once it's already built. They can do something else. When Hashem created the world, it wasn't that He had the ability to create it and then walk away. Rather, everything only exists because Hashem is constantly willing it to be so. He is willing the world into existence every given moment. It's an ongoing act of creation. Were Hashem, so to speak, to remove His consciousness from anything, it simply could not exist. Because everything only exists because Hashem wills it to be so. That's essentially what we mean in davening, HaMechadesh, B'tuvai, B'chol, Yoyim, Tomin, Ma'aseh B'reishis, that Hashem renews in His goodness always, Ma'aseh B'reishis, the act of creation. Hashem is giving life to every single molecule in the entire universe at any given moment, at every given moment. For an infinite being, that's no effort. It's something our finite minds cannot comprehend. Therefore, Elokeinu is the life force of the world, of the universe, constantly sustaining us, recreating us. Yes, He recreates us with a memory, but He's recreating us, and our entire existence and the existence of the universe is totally dependent on Hashem willing it to be so. So Hashem's power is totally different to human power. The human can build it and walk away. When Hashem creates, He constantly wills it into existence. Were He to stop being conscious of something, kavyachol, it simply could not exist.